Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to go with me into a message we did here in the Baton Rouge area in our sanctuary entitled The Man of Sin. Do you not know Matthew's 1:21? The Bible said Jesus shall save his people from their sin. John 1:29, the Bible said he come to taketh away the sin of the world. 1 John 3:8, the Bible said he came to destroy the work of the devil, which is sin. But there is a man of sin that the Bible said he going to exalt himself above all that is called God in the temple of God. Now, we know that is going to literally happen, but there is a man of sin right now in God's people, which is the true temple, trying to tell you you can't live without sin. Let's go into the Word of God and look at the message entitled The Man of Sin, and let's defeat that devil. God bless you.
So I want my wife to play a little bit of that song, I Exalt Thee, and I want y'all to help me out. And if you don't mind, just stand up and let's honor the Father for just a minute. And I'm going to read this verse before as she get ready. It says 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And because we're going to analyze this verse tonight, it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. That's the devil's purpose. He gonna exalt himself above anything that called God. Well, God's people need to get in the habit of exalting God back where he belongs in our personal life. Amen. So sing a little of that, baby. Exalt the Lord. We're gonna put him back in his rightful place. And I think all of this tie in to honoring the word too. We don't ever need to stop honoring God's word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hand up and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Father, you're exalted. You're exalted. Come on, let's tell him he's exalted. We put you back in your rightful place in our life. We put you back in your rightful place in the church. Lord, you are exalted. Thank you, Father. You are exalted. You're exalted. You're exalted. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, let's exalt him. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift you up, Father. We lift you up. Have your way. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, you be exalted above the heavens, above the earth. Lord God, you exalted in the temple. Hallelujah. You exalted in this house. You exalted in our temple. Have your holy way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Lord God, we exalt thee. Above all the earth, you are exalted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Far above all gods, there's nobody like you, Father. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are high. Father, we put you in your rightful place. You are God. And beside you, there is no other God. Thank you, Jesus. Exalt him, exalt him, exalt him. Thank you, Lord. Exalt him, exalt him, exalt him for just a minute. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We lift you up. We lift you up. We worship you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. thank you, Father. Be lifted up above the heavens, above the earth. Be lifted up, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Yes, we exalt you, Lord. Be exalted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You are God. There is no God like you. Thank you, Lord. I can search all the earth, but there's no one like you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt you. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. Yeah, just worship him just a minute. Give him praise. Give him honor in the name of Jesus. Be lifted up in every area of our life. Be lifted up, O Holy Father. Be lifted up. Be thou lifted up, O God. Be thou lifted up above all sickness. Be thou lifted up above all sin. Be thou lifted up above any problems in the earth, any problems in our life. Be thou lifted up, O God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We need to lift him up above any problem we may have. He's bigger than anything. He's bigger than anybody. He is God all by himself. Thank you, Father. You're God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're God all by yourself. There is none like you. None like you, God. Thank you. There's none like you. None like you. Thank you, Father. There's none like you. Glory to God. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we do thank you for this night. And Lord, we start this night off by just exalting your name, just exalting who you are. Father, we thank you so much that you're bigger than any problem, bigger than any mountain. And Father God, there's nothing that can match up to you. Thank you, Lord God. You're bigger than any problem in the name of Jesus. Sister Katrina is in the hospital. Sister Judy, come on and announce that for everybody. We're going to pray for her.
She had surgery today. She had a tumor on her brain. So we're going to lift up in prayer. And also Joshua. Yeah, Joshua. He in the hospital. Brother Andrew's son. Yeah.
God, let's lift the Father up above Joshua's problem. Let's lift the Father up above Joshua's problem. Father, we lift you up above pneumonia. Somebody say he's above pneumonia. He's above all sickness. Father, we pray for Joshua in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray all go well with Joshua in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you the word states that you sent your word and you healed them. And now we send the word to Joshua in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Katrina. And Lord God, we pray all go well in her body. Father, we lift you up above that tumor problem. Lord God, there's nothing in our bodies that you can't overcome. Lord, there's nothing going on in our life that you're not bigger than, Lord God. You're bigger than every mountain, bigger than every problem. And Father, we pray for Katrina right now, Lord God. We send your word in the name of Jesus. Heal her body in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in this setting right here in this Bible study tonight that, Lord, we declare that your spirit is bigger than every problem in our households. Your spirit is bigger than any problem in our life. And Lord, we come tonight to put our problems down and exalt you above all our problems. Hallelujah. We exalt you above all, Lord God, that's in this world. Lord, you are bigger than sin. You're bigger than sickness. Hallelujah. You're bigger than anything, God. You're bigger, bigger, bigger. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, just a few more minutes to praise him. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. Glory. you, Lord. You're bigger, bigger, bigger. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Cleo, come up. Let me pray for you. Come on up. We thank God for Sister Cleo. God has proven to be bigger than all her problems. Slip your hands up and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. She called out to the Lord, and look at God. Look at what God has done in her life. God is bigger. God is bigger than any problem, bigger than any mountain. Lord, I bless her in the name of Jesus for holding on to your hand, Lord God. I bless her home. I bless her life. And Father, you're bigger than every situation in her life. You're bigger than every situation in her body. And Lord, just give her grace. Let the light of God shine upon her life. And Father, I thank you for changing her life inside out. In the name of Jesus, we cover her with prayers. We cover her with our love. We cover her with the Spirit of God. You're bigger. Come on, somebody say, you're bigger, you're bigger, you're bigger. God is bigger. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's bigger. My, 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 my. You can be seated. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. God is bigger, bigger, bigger. Thank you. Minister Augustus really blessed me as he was praying, and it just reminded me that Satan wants to be God. And that's what caused him to be dethroned, because he said, I will be like the Most High. He was lifted up in pride, lifted up in his beauty. And he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And the Bible said he was kicked out of heaven. And the Bible said he's going to be brought down to hell. And when he was kicked out of heaven, he took over Adam's dominion here on the earth. And my wife and I was talking the other night. Apparently, Adam had some time frame on the earth, because when Satan took over, God judged him. And we know all demons. We know Satan has already been judged. He's been eternally judged. He can't repent. Even if he did, it wouldn't do him no good, because God has eternally judged him. But there's a time frame to carry out the punishment. And even when Jesus met the demoniac, the demons told off. They said, are you come to torment us before the times? They know they have a limited time. They know. We don't know that time frame, but they know. And then in the book of Revelation, the Bible says Satan going to come down and do crazy things in the earth. Why? Because he knoweth he have short time. So he knows the time frame, and it's about running out. But before that time frame run out, he's still trying to carry out what caused him to fall. I'm going to exalt myself above God. So we know that's his motivation, right? So guess what he's trying to do in everybody's life? He want to be exalted above God in your life. So if your issues and your problems and your situations from day-by-day basis ever get bigger than God, then Satan has accomplished his purpose in your life. So don't ever let nothing in your life be greater than God. And now keep in mind, God is already exalted, and can't nobody dethrone him. But in your personal life, have you allowed Satan to dethrone him? Y'all see? Don't let Satan dethrone God in your life. It don't matter what you're going through, and I know there's a lot of hard situations in life. But Jesus said in St. John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. You shall be tested and tried, and you're going to go through hard things. But he reminded us, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, those of us that love God ought to keep that on the forefront of our mind, because when we are challenged and when we're going through things, don't let Satan dethrone God in your life. And you got to lift him up. You got to praise him. You got to say, God's bigger than this situation. God is greater than anything in my life. You got to do that. And the Bible said God inhabit the praises of his people. So when you praise him in your personal life, you say, devil, get off the throne. That's what you're telling him. Get down, and keep him down. Keep him down. Because God can handle any situation. He's a miracle worker. But we don't see the miracles because we don't tell the devil, get down. Get down. You can't have them. Get down. Tell him, get down, Brother Andrew. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that we have power to tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Man, I tell you, when I got that revelation years ago, I stopped getting hurt. How many of y'all ever been hurt before? I've been hurt a many times and been damaged and wounded. And I read that scripture one day, and God gave me a revelation. And it says, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Not some, all. When I caught that revelation, I said, well, now, wait a minute. If he said he gave me power over all the power of the devil, why am I getting damaged? And he showed me it's a choice. You can choose not to let nobody hurt you from this day forward. Y'all, I think that brother got the revelation. See, you got to get that revelation, because watch this. If somebody do something to me, it's, you know, I can't stop what that person want to do to me. What I can stop is how I let it affect me. And when I caught that revelation, I have not been hurt again. I don't even know what hurt is. My children don't hurt me. Come on now. My peoples in life don't hurt me. The church don't hurt me. The devil can't hurt me. Come on now. I want everybody to get that revelation tonight. Get that, and I promise you that'll keep you the rest of your life. Can't nobody get in your heart but who you let get in there. Amen. That's what that scripture really means. And you'll never be wounded again by nobody. Amen. Clap your hands one more time. Glory to God. Especially the devil. Amen. Okay, now we're going to review a little bit from Sunday. Anybody know what the message was Sunday? The subject? Anybody know what we preached on Sunday? We want to take Thursday and disciple, because I truly believe that when God speak, we want to come back and visit what he said. Because so often we go to church, we hear a message, and we forget that message. But if God was really talking, let's come back and hear what he said and discuss what he said. So that's what this night is about. Go ahead, Minister Augustus, you was first. Do we have another mic? Okay, you can have this one. Let me turn mine on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can have that. Turn it off until they need it. Hallelujah. We just want to revisit what the Father said Sunday.
On Sunday, I know we talked about the man of sin and the Antichrist. Okay. And how the spirit of the Antichrist has always already been in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And also about how the man of sin is coming, how mm-hmm. he's the embodiment of sin.
He's coming. He's going to be revealed. And what is his name?
The Antichrist.
Okay, now that's true, but what do you call him at first?
Man of sin.
The man of what?
Sin.
One more time, the man of what?
Sin.
So what's the issue?
Sin.
He's the man of sin. He's the man of sin. Now watch this. Watch this. When Christ came, why did Christ come? Sin. What messed up the world?
Sin.
Okay, so Christ came to fix. Okay. Now, so you're going to have a man of sin going to come and say it can't be fixed. And he done fooled most people in the church. And he's got sin in the minds and the hearts of God's people bigger than God. So even though we know he's coming literally, and the Bible said he's going to cut a covenant with the Jews, a 7-year covenant, and in 3.5 years, he's going to break that covenant, and he's going to walk in the temple, in the temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to exalt himself. See, he still want to be God. He's going to walk in the temple and declare he's God. That's when the Jews are going to wake up and realize we chose the wrong one. But before he physically walk in that temple, he has spiritually walked in the temples of God, in the church. And he got most folks in the church thinking sin is bigger than God. We're going to bring that devil down. Come on, Tammy.
Right. And also in verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians.
And let me tell you, I'm sorry, Tammy, hold your thought. And let me tell you that I done already brought that devil down in my life. Amen. I live holy every day. There was times in my life when I struggled and couldn't because those teachings and doctrines had me thinking nobody can live without sin. I come to tell you that I brought that devil down and everybody else gonna bring that devil down. Glory to God. Come on.
Also, you use 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to read it, what was awesome to me is that the Bible says, so that he as God, in the latter part of that scripture,
mm-hmm.
so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Sit in the temple of
showing
God.
Showing himself that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking it at one point that it was a temple like the temple of God. As
but it will be, though. It will be the literal temple in Jerusalem.
Right, but now
right.
It's he's in
but
the
yeah,
temple
but
of
during this time,
of the yeah, men.
Yeah, during this time, see that we've been purchased, bought with a price,
right.
And we are the temple of God.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So before he go into that literal temple,
yeah.
he has already entered
into people.
People.
Right.
And he got most people thinking they can't conquer sin.
Right.
Because Jesus came to fix the sin problem. So now we have a antichrist spirit in the earth. He going to try to tell you the problem was never fixed. You can't live without it. See, this word anti, looking at it back there, the word anti is a prefixed meaning against. Mm-hmm. He's against everything Christ is for. That's how you can tell when a preacher is preaching. And the Bible said, test every preacher, test every church, everybody. You're supposed to always do. Nobody should ever forget. From this day forward, it doesn't matter who's preaching, test the spirit. 1 John 4, verse 1, try the spirits, whether they be of God. You're supposed to try the spirit while I'm preaching. You're supposed to try the spirit while everybody preaching. You ain't never supposed to let your guards down and stop trying the spirits, and that's not an insult. That's safe. Because he said many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know who those false prophets are? That spirit, the man of sin, got an agent in the earth called the Antichrist spirit. His spirit has always been here since Christ. And he is the prefix. He is totally against everything Christ is for. That's why when you're hearing a message and you're hearing somebody preach, listen. If that preacher say something opposed to what Jesus would say, you should know not to accept that. See, so that word, that prefix meaning against, and it also means opposite of. Okay, it says a person who is opposed to a particular practice, policy, or action. Okay, now the Antichrist spirit, for the most part, have ran most worship services for the last several decades.
Wow.
And then here's the sad part about it. Most preachers didn't know he was doing it. And surely most of the parishioners didn't know. But God is raising up a group of people in this day and hour. Stay on alert.
Amen.
Listen to everything. When you turn, I don't care how well you like that preacher. I don't care how well you like that church. Stay on alert. Because he can come through good people. There was time when I was preaching. I loved God all my life, ever since I got saved, that is. But there was time when I was preaching, AJ, but I was preaching an Antichrist message in my ignorance. You know, now I think about all those people years ago that I preached to that wasn't testing me and who just, you know, they kind of liked the anointing up on my life. But how many Antichrist nuggets I put in them people through my ignorance. And so now before I preach and teach, I judge it. And when you hear it, you should judge it.
Amen.
And you're supposed to do that the rest of your life. Because the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith. And here's how they're going to depart. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If Christ has come and set the standard, what you think that Antichrist is going to do? He going to come and belittle the standard. He ain't going to package it like it's obvious. He going to come through on the slick. He come by day through friends. The spirit is everywhere. The Antichrist spirit is everywhere, especially in church. But it's on your job. It's in your home. It's in your relative. You got to watch. Don't let nobody dethrone God in your life. keep God and his word where it belongs in your life. And anytime something come to try to dethrone where God should be, you deal with it. Amen. And that's what has happened down through the years. And so let's look. Let's anybody else before I move on? Question or comment?
Question.
Okay.
It says the Antichrist himself will be revealed.
Uh huh.
My question is the Antichrist and Satan one? Are they two different beings?
The Antichrist is the spirit. His spirit is here.
That's his spirit.
That's his spirit. Okay, his spirit is already here. Okay, and like I said, if you look at St. John chapter 6, verse 66, St. John chapter 6, verse 66. Now listen now, 666. I don't think that was an accident when the translators did that. That wasn't an accident, because that verse right there is where the spirit of Antichrist took off. Because, see, he couldn't be revealed before Christ came, because if he would have been revealed before Christ came, what you said the other day, it couldn't be a pre-Antichrist spirit because Christ hadn't come. So when Christ came, in other words, he was revealed right there, Tammy. He couldn't be revealed until Christ come, because he's the Antichrist. Well, how can you have an Antichrist and you haven't had Christ yet? You see what I'm saying? So when Jesus Christ came incarnated, then the Antichrist, he was revealed.
Right.
How was he revealed? Through the clergy. Because there were 70 apostles following Jesus along with the 12 apostles. Okay? All of them was called by Jesus, sent out, and they preached the gospel. And the Bible said they all were saved because they went out. And they raised the dead, they preached the gospel, they did miracles, and they came back, all of them rejoicing, okay? And Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That tell me they all were saved.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you keep studying, those 70 apostles got to a place where they disagreed with Jesus. They couldn't go no further with him. And the Bible said from that time, John 6:66. And isn't it strange that when the Antichrist come, that is the number of the Antichrist?
Okay.
And he going to demand that people take that number on their right hand or in their forehead. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. And the translators probably didn't know what they was doing when they landed the verses on that particular word of God. But that was when the spirit took off. Because, see, they at that point, they was walking with Christ. But at that point, they became anti-Christ. So the spirit started through the clergy. So that's why. And then now you got, and John said it. I gave y'all that scripture. Where did John say they went out from us? Find that one. We read it Sunday. Read that for me. Read that. Because, see, Apostle John is talking about those guys that went out from them. Yeah, somebody read that for me.
Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come.
Now that's the person there. Right. Okay, that's the person. Now go ahead.
Even now there are many Antichrists.
Okay, now that's his spirit through his agents. Started with the clergy. Okay, go ahead.
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
Okay. All right, so see, now you see the person, but you also see his spirit. His spirit lit up on those 70 apostles. And like I said, those apostles didn't stop preaching. They became apostles of Satan. And so that's why I'm telling you, okay, if you got 70 bad ministers and 12 good ones, what is that percentage? Is it 70% or what? I don't know how you just, My point is this. I keep trying to tell y'all that there's more bad ministers than there are good ministers. That's what I keep trying to tell you all. And I got nothing but scriptural reference to back it up. So that's why our ministry has been so strategic and confronting the clergy. Okay. And a lot of people don't understand what we're doing. But I confront the clergy a lot because I'm confronting that Antichrist spirit. It ain't because I don't like nobody. And it's not because I'm jealous of anybody. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. Okay. But I'm confronting that spirit.
Yeah.
And when I hear preachers preaching, let me tell you something. When you hear preachers preaching, all you got to do is be familiar with your Bible. And if they're saying something the Bible don't agree with, that's anti.
We're out of time for today, but I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, it's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and Jesus loves you. God bless you.